two rural Alaskans have been named to the Federal Subsistence Board. There is currently just one rural member on the board that manages fish and wildlife for subsistence users on federal public lands and waters. KNOM's Ben Matheson has more.
Anthony Christensen from Heidelberg and Charles Brower from Barrow will represent rural subsistence users. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar named the two to the board after reviewing more than 30 candidates. Tim Tawarik from Unalakleet is chair of the Federal Subsistence Board. He says Christensen and Brower bring the perspective of Alaskans who directly participate in subsistence activities.
I think what they're going to bring in to the board is their personal experience, personal perspective of their region, and that's going to give us a better coverage of the whole state. I think it'll bring a subsistence user's perspective. To me, that's probably the most important aspect of having the two additional guys.
In addition to Tawarik, the public chair, the five current members of the board are high-level officials from agencies like Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Park Service, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Christensen serves as mayor of Heidelberg and is the natural resources director for the Heidelberg Cooperative Association, a federally recognized tribe. Brower is special assistant to the vice president of Barrows Village Corporation, Ukpeavik Nupiat Corporation. He's the former wildlife department director for the North Slope Borough and has served on the Nanuk Commission and Eskimo Walrus Commission. At a meeting earlier this month, the board advanced a working group to help develop the federal government's tribal consultation policy. President Obama has directed federal agencies to develop comprehensive policies. Tawarik says the Secretary of the Interior in turn called on the Federal Subsistence Board to review how it consults with tribes.
To give the tribes in Alaska more say in how the Federal Subsistence Board develops regulations. And it's turning out to be a real good and exciting process to get tribal issues on the table before we make a decision. So it's a good move, I think, on the federal government side to initiate this tribal consultation process.
On the working group are agency native liaisons and members of regional advisory councils. The board has seen a draft policy and will continue the process this May. The board delayed action on rural, non-rural determinations. Every decade, the board reviews rural classifications based on new census data. Communities like Kodiak, Sitka, Saxman, and Prudhoe Bay stand to lose their rural determination this year after a decision made in 2007. The board is currently reviewing the entire process of making determinations and will hold off on the individual communities until the larger review is done. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.